Hello, everybody. Hey, friends. Welcome back to the Something Like That podcast. My name is Brenna.
And my name is Cayman. Hello. We hope everyone is doing well. And this is episode 30. So welcome.
We're doing big things. So last year we did what we're bringing and what we're leaving into 2021, but we did two separate episodes. So this year we're just combining the two, and that's what we're doing today.
Yeah, we did this last year and a lot of you guys liked it. So we're just doing it again, but in one episode. We have some products, some habits. Yeah, but first, what are you grateful
Gratitude.
For? Do you have anything to say first to catch up or anything?
Yeah, I just want to say something really quick. Okay, so I just made this TikTok to Cayman actually like 45 minutes ago, but I went to Whole Foods and I had such a fun time. Usually, like, I always have fun whenever I go to the one in Brentwood, but I went to a different one this time and it was just like a little bit more low key and not as high stress, and I was just able to like really appreciate it. And I just saw so many different things that I like didn't see before. And whenever I was in England, I was like, wow, I really wish like we had the option to like go buy fresh bread. Because, like, we don't really have that here. We just have, like, packaged bread, I guess. But at Whole Foods, I saw that they made their own bread and you can, like, cut it yourself and stuff like that. So I just saw so many good things and I was very, very impressed. I had such an enriching time. And also, Britton's making some TikToks. Britton is my sister and she's making, like, some mom TikToks and they're cute. So I think her TikTok is just Britton Schroeder. So if you're into like the whole mom talk, she does that. So
cute. I haven't seen them, but I'm going to go after this and watch them all.
Yeah, she's new at this, but I'm excited for her. And I was like, you should really start doing things like this so then you can be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, so exactly.
Hopefully it works out.
Yeah, the Town and Country Whole Foods is the one that I go to a lot whenever I'm home because it's like more out of the city. So I always hit it on my way home because I live pretty far out and the groceries stay cold and stuff. So yeah, I like that one.
I didn't know that.
And it is low key because it's not in the city. It's just like,
it's like a more family.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say like there's like cute families and stuff that like shop there.
Okay. Anything to catch us up on?
I'm sorry if you're a cute family and you shop at the ones in the city. I just realized.
Yeah.
Not really. No, I got some more flowers. I just got new ones from whenever you were here that I literally bought before you got here. They lasted for so long. And I just love getting fresh eucalyptus because it smells so good. So, yeah.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, we'll get into that. That's
okay.
Part of my stuff. But yeah, what are you grateful for?
Oh, we haven't done that yet. I am grateful for my pottery class with my dad. So I took ceramics one last semester and that was fun. And now my dad's taking ceramics one and I'm taking ceramics two. But they run during the same class period. So we would just carpool to class together and we sit next to each other and we make jokes with each other. And I'm sure people are like, what's this dynamic over here? Like, why is this young girl hanging out with this man? And I'm like, hey, dad, like, just so people know, but that's what I'm grateful for. Just spending time with him and getting to do something that I would have never thought that we would have done together.
Yeah. That's
what are you grateful for?
I am obviously grateful for the holidays and everything that happened leading up to the new year, but I feel like personally, I just prefer routine and having like the holidays and everything. It's so hard for Jack and I to like stick to a routine because you just never know what you're doing. And so getting back into our routine and like going grocery shopping at the beginning of the week, planning out our meals, cooking together, getting back into that has just been really good for me this week. So grateful for that.
That is amazing. I am so happy for you guys. Yeah. I just want, okay, I'm not going to get into it. It's for a different time. I just want to like spend some time with Nick and have our own little place and also go grocery shopping together. But potato, potato, Cayman, what could have made your week better?
Oh, you want me to go? You don't want to go?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So yeah, on Tuesday, Jack was feeling a little under the weather. I think it was started Monday night. And I like woke up the next morning and I was like, oh gosh, I kind of have a sore throat. And then his nose was runny and he went into work because he wasn't feeling that sick, but took a COVID test as soon as he got there and it was negative. And then he took one the next day too and it was negative. So not that, but I just feel like I have such a bad immune system and I'm always like the first person to get sick in my family and I like always have it the worst. But this time I didn't really get sick. And I think part of me was just like thinking that I should be sick. And that's why I was like, maybe I have a sore throat or maybe I'm feeling a little hot, like I have a fever, because I knew that he was sick and I wasn't, which was just so like alien to me. That's just never, ever happened. So I do think though that I have been taking ginger shots and I think that that really helped because they're like the immune support ones. And I took them up until like he got sick and I didn't get sick. And then I started feeling a little bit worse yesterday, just like with a sore throat. And I started taking them again. I took one this morning. So I think that they're helping because I took them up until he got sick and I never really got sick. So that's what I have to say about that.
That's cool. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. But
usually, go ahead.
I was just going to say, all in all, that's what could have made my week better was if he wasn't feeling under the weather, I was fine, like I said, but it was just like sad to see him not feeling well. So,
yeah, just a little fluke. Well, I always buy like, what are those called? Like little wellness shots, like every time I'm out, but I never take them consistently. But like whenever I do take them, I always like feel a little bit better. So I wonder what that would be like to take them consistently, but that's how I feel about the propolis. So I don't.
I feel like this time of year, it's always like right when it gets really cold, and then sometime like January, February, when it's like just consistently really cold, I always get sick. And like even right now, my mom and my brother are sick. So keep them in your thoughts. They're okay, but just saying. And I never really take ginger shots anyways, but I was thinking that it was because of this time, like people are getting sick and obviously COVID's really bad and I just did not want to get sick. So got the ginger shots and I was taking them. So thanks.
Perfect.
Ginger. And my dog's name is Ginger.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've been thinking about this whole time. So thinking of your brother and your mom, we love them. What could have made my week better was that work has been terrible. It's been so slow, literally making like $27, making like having four tables and going home. And on top of that, everybody at my job is getting sick. And I'm like, I'm very afraid right now. Like, I don't want to be here. And every single shift, we're like, oh, blah, 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 is not here because they're sick. And I'm like, what the F is going on? And I was thinking whenever I was outlining this episode, I was like, what am I leaving in 2021? And I was like, COVID. And I'm like, just kidding. So that's what could have made my week better. Just a little bit stressful. I just want everybody to be healthy. So it's just a hard time, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. So stay
healthy. Oh, kind of the same.
Yeah. Maybe take some ginger shots. Do what you can. And also, my mom pointed out that we're not getting outside as much because it's cold and you just don't go outside as much in the winter. So like the lack of vitamin D is also contributing to that. So we've been taking vitamin D tablets every single
Good.
Day. Yes.
Good.
Okay. My current fave, I have a whole TikTok on it and Brenna knows what I'm going to say, but whenever she was here, we didn't have any hairspray and the boys were going to the grocery store. So we just asked them to pick up some hairspray for us. And so bold of us to just let it, we just put it in their hands. Mm-hmm. And we just said it needed to say Stronghold. And actually I was talking to Jack because I told him about the TikTok that I posted about this product. And he was like, Nick had nothing to do with that. He was like, it was all me. I picked it out. I was like, okay, whatever. He wants all the clout for this one. Just saying.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was telling Nick about it last night. I showed him your TikTok. So I was like, okay, this is a TikTok, but it relates to him and it's about him. So I think he's going to like it. So yeah. I showed it to him and he was like, honestly, we stood there for like 5 minutes and that's the only thing that said the word Stronghold that you told us. And that's why we got it. So
that's so funny.
I wasn't there, but
yeah. Okay. I need to actually explain what it is. So anyways, we let them pick out this hairspray, and we were using it. It's the L'Oreal Elnett hairspray. They have like different varieties. So there's like a satin finish, stronghold. We have the strong, well, I have the stronghold one. Brenna left it with me so graciously. And I've just been really liking it. And then I was watching an old episode of the Kardashians, and it was like on their hairstylist makeup counter. And I was like, I have that hairspray upstairs, because it's like a gold bottle. Like, it's very recognizable. And then I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw another celebrity like getting her hair done, and they were using this hairspray. So naturally I Googled it. I was like, celebrities and L'Oreal Elnett hairspray. And there were like all of these celebrities, it's their favorite hairspray. And it was like all in these red carpet articles, and all these celebrity stylists love it. So it's really good. And I'm like, I never knew about this. And I feel like this is like some viral hairspray that no one knows about, but maybe people do. I don't know. If you've ever used it before, let me know, because I was in the dark for a very long time. So,
but now we are awake and we are loving it.
And it's a drugstore hairspray. So hello.
Sign us up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. It held my curls, and my hair is so soft that it like doesn't really hold curls that well unless I like really load up. And whenever we used it, I feel like we didn't even use that much of it.
Yeah. And it doesn't make your hair crunchy. I feel like that also felt like we weren't using that much, because we sprayed a little bit, and even if we sprayed more, it didn't get crunchy. So
yeah, you were scared that it was going to get crunchy, but I was like, just load it up. Hey, yeah, love that hairspray. Very impressed. And I was sad, but I was like, I might go over, so I better just leave it here in my luggage. But my current favorite are, okay, I have two. I just keep reaching for them. So some long coats and my New Balance sneakers. My New Balances, I just don't even know which ones I have, honestly. But I brought them to England, and ever since then, I've just been getting so much use out of them, and I've been reaching for them a lot more frequently than my other sneakers, and I've been getting a lot of compliments on them. Second, my long coats. I bought like a long kind of trench coat before I left for England, and I wore it for my birthday. And then while I was visiting Cayman, I bought another long coat from Zara, and I've just been loving them. They just elevate the look a little bit, and like not a lot of people in the States wear them. So I like that I feel a little bit different. And every single time I wear it, everybody's like, oh my God, you're so dressed up. And I'm like, yeah, just the coat, but thank you very much. I literally wore like sweats and like a tan like bodysuit in that coat, and everyone was like, wow, you look so put together. So it's really just those few things that elevate your look. And so many compliments on the Zara coat. Me and Cayman have the same one. She has hers in like gray, but all of my friends at work love it, and it's only $30. So get your hands on it. Maybe yeah, we'll link it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It is so good. Also, I just love that they look so nice, but like you said, you can wear them with literally anything, like put them over sweats, and then you already said it, but it just elevates your look. So yeah, definitely a must have, I would say, at least one if you don't have one.
Yeah, they're fun.
Cool, cool, cool. Let's get into the episode.
Let's get into it. Cayman, we'll start us off. Wait, do you want to start off with leaving or bringing?
I think bringing? No, leaving. Leaving.
Yeah, I was going to say leaving. Okay, Cayman, okay, Start us off with what you're leaving in 2021.
Okay, my first one, I have mostly habits. Yeah, habits and one product. So my first one is eating out for absolutely no reason at all. I just want to leave that behind, because if you're going to spend money on food, like you want it to be what you like. And I love cooking so much. So it's just like a better experience overall if Jack and I are like cooking together and making food that we know we're gonna like, and it's just an experience. So I feel like eating out for no reason is just like, why would I want to do that anymore? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's a better way, like cooking at home, to like be able to judge what exactly you're eating and putting in your mouth, and like know that it's not like weird or processed or anything.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously I love eating out, like don't get me wrong. And we have our date nights every now and then. That's like a treat that we do, but also it's kind of just the same vibe staying in and having like a date night at home. But aside from that, we still eat out occasionally, but this is, I'm talking about like absolutely no reason that we need to eat out, like not a date night. We just like pick up something random. I just want to stop doing that. So yeah.
Cool. Interesting. Mm-hmm. That'll be good for anybody to implement, I think. My first one is what I'm leaving in 2021 is red meat. So I stopped eating red meat in August. So I just want to continue on with that. I haven't even noticed like a really big difference, in my body just because I still eat like chicken and pork and like white meat and stuff like that. But I haven't eaten the red meat and it just makes me feel a little bit better. I know that like just the whole process with the red meat is like pretty bad for the environment. So not planning on going back to that. In England, the boys had steaks and Nick would be like, do you want a bite? I was like, no, but like, can I have a little smell? And then Jack would like turn to Cayman and he'd be like, do you want one? And she's like, no. And it was just funny because like I could hear us going back and forth at separate times being like, no, thank you. So 86ing red meat.
That is funny. Yeah, my next one is red meat. Well, not my next one, but I have it. Yeah, I have red meat too. The whole summer, I started it in like April. I only ate turkey and fish. And like that lasted until I got to England and just like being with Jack and cooking for him. I was like, okay, if I'm eating turkey, I'm eating chicken. But it all started not like, obviously, I know that there, like you said, are a lot of things that go into the environment and the way that it's like the meat's processed. But I was doing it as like what my body can tolerate because I was having a lot of stomach issues. And just trying out like different things and cutting out meats and seeing if it made any difference. So I cut those out and I wasn't having any stomach problems. And then I implemented chicken back into my diet and I wasn't having any problems. So I did pork and I'm still okay. I just can't eat a lot of it. I can have it like every now and then. And sometimes at restaurants, I still choose like the vegetarian options. I don't like Beyond Meat or like the artificial meats because there's like a lot of other chemicals in those, but I do get like vegetable like pastas and stuff and I'm like just not having meat as much, but I still haven't had red meat and I don't miss it as much and I do think that it hurt my stomach and it's just like a really hard meat to process if you're not eating it with like the right foods to help break those like
proteins down
or proteins. So yeah, that's my take on it, but to each their own. But if you've been eating meat, I mean, if that's all you've ever known and you have some stomach issues and you blame it on maybe gluten or dairy, that could totally be it. But maybe try cutting out meat if you haven't before. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I know there are like a lot of, not supplements, but like, what's that word?
Like artificial meat?
Just like things that you can choose instead of actual red meat. And I would just
substitutions.
Advise. There are so many substitutes for red meat, but honestly, I would kind of steer clear of them because it's like, first of all, do you really miss meat that much that you feel like you need to have a substitute that like tastes like it? And first, like, then how does it taste like that? And then like, what's even in it? Like, no. I don't know. I just feel like it's really fishy. Do whatever you want, but just do your research. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally agree with that. Okay. What's your next one?
My next one is candles. I want to either make more of an effort to not buy them or make more of an effort to like into doing research to find the ones that are like not bad for you. So I haven't bought a candle in a really long time, honestly. I'm actually so proud of myself. Wow, it's been so long. I do buy like unscented ones for my like decorations and stuff. But just getting ones that like aren't carcinogenic and are like hand poured and stuff like that. Just making sure that I'm not like disrupting my hormones by lighting my Target candle that I bought for $5. So I'm leaving candles or making more of an effort in 2022 to look into the ingredients and things like that.
Yeah. My next one, we're literally the same person, is I put scary candles because to me they're scary. And what happened to me whenever I was breathing in the chemicals of the scary candle, that was scary. If you know, you know. It was terrifying. But yeah, just scary candles. I won't say it again because you just said it, but just doing my research and making sure that they're non-toxic.
Okay. Yeah. So my next thing only came to me recently. Like I said, I think in one of my TikToks, I had just cleaned out my refrigerator and I threw away and like poured out so many like expensive dressings and like avocado mayo and shots that I didn't take and like huge chocolate bars that just like sat in my refrigerator that I just let go to waste for what reason, or like juices, just like expensive things from the grocery store that are more on like the wellness side of things that I just like let go to waste. So with the dressings, if I ever, I do that all the time. I'm always buying dressings and I'm never using them. So I think if I do want to have a dressing, I want to make more of an effort to make them at home. That way I do know like what exactly is going into it. And then also just make sure that I'm not letting things go to waste and like taking things consistently. Like we were talking about those wellness shots earlier. Like I just poured out like three that I just found in the back of my refrigerator. So not that they're like crazy expensive, but I don't think they're cheap either. So
yeah, they're not
letting
cheap.
Things go to waste.
Do you see like dollar signs whenever you're like throwing stuff down the sink?
Honestly, no, but it's like, seriously, Brenna, like you should have done better than this. Like I'm not like mad about it because it's not like I'm like strapped or anything, but it's just like, you should have done better than that. Like don't let things go to waste. It's like just so wasteful, redundant, but it's just like so wasteful.
Mm-hmm.
But is your next one?
Okay, my next one is just very simple. And I didn't really do this before, but I think it's the whole graduating college and then the camp thing. I was staying up very, very, very late my last semester of college and at camp, literally all the time. So my last like habit one is to just not stay up late. So staying up late, leaving that in 2021. I just love going to bed early and like having my little routine. And I have gotten to the point where I'm like going to bed at 10 p.m., waking up at like 8, like getting like 10 hours of sleep. So if I get less than that, my body's like, no, go back to bed. And so whenever we had to pick up Brenna and Nick from the airport and we got like 5 hours of sleep, I was like, absolutely not. I felt so like disoriented. So yeah, leaving that behind.
That's funny. I was also going to say sleep, but I hope nobody, I don't think my bosses would know this, but I want to quit my job at the end of this year because I just miss like having, like because of my job, I eat dinner late, I go to bed late, like I don't get home until like 11 and it's like, if I want to go out with my friends, like I'm out even later because I get off work so late. So it's like, I just remember in high school, I would be going to bed at like 9 o'clock and everybody would be like, why are you sending out your streaks at 8:30? And I'm like, I'm literally, my head's on the pillow. You know what I mean? So I just miss those times when I could go to bed. It's amazing. I love sleep. So I'm going to talk about that later, but okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just went off. The last thing that I'm leaving in 2021, and I think I mentioned this in the last episode as well, is ignoring my wants and just falling into the excuse that I'm just like, oh, I'll do it later, or like that I'm just being lazy. And me and Cayman just talked about this with our TikToks. We were like, why aren't we posting more? And just like being like using TikTok as a create. I said TikTok. That was weird the way I mumbled that. using TikTok as like a creative outlet. And we were like, why don't we do that? We just need to start doing it and just like have fun with it. And we were just like, because we're just not doing it. Like, it's simple as that. So just doing the things that I want to do is what I want to start doing in 2022.
Love it. Okay. My last one is the only product. And that is, I don't want anyone to come for me, but my Olaplex shampoo and conditioner.
You said that last time.
I did?
Yes.
Wait, when?
Last year, you said the exact same thing. Okay, she still hates it. Go ahead.
I couldn't think of anything else.
But don't you use the masks?
Yeah, I use the mask and the, what are they? Number 6, I'm like opening my drawer. The Bond Smoother number 6 and then the Oil number 7. I mix those together. And I'm actually going to do an updated hair care routine because it's been a lot for me. And I'm going to do it on my YouTube channel at Cayman Rebecca. Go and subscribe. But anyways, yeah. Okay. I won't say anything else. The mask, the number three is like the mask and that one's good. But the shampoo and conditioner, I think I may be thinking of it because my mom has been using the one that maybe she bought a new one. I don't know. But she really likes it and she was talking about it. So I don't know.
It is a heavier product, so it can be hard.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. Okay. What are we bringing into 2022? Is that the next thing?
Yeah, I can't believe you just said it. That was the same thing you said last year.
Well, I was like, I wonder, like, there's no way. Like, I was just thinking about it. And then you said, and I was like, well, there is a way.
Okay. Anyways, what we're bringing into 2022, kick it off.
This should come to no surprise. I have two of these that are just obvious, but my propolis and my honey. So I'm bringing the bees with me into 2022. I'm new to honey within the last like few months, but I love that on like toast or like a bagel or in my tea. So delicious. And I don't even want to say it because we say it all the time, but the propolis, I just was able to buy it again yesterday and I'm feeling like myself again. So do your research on that. We love it. Medicine of the hive. What's your first thing you're bringing into 2022?
Health is a wealth, people. My first one is my Curology. I haven't talked about this. Have I? You're like you just shook your head. Have I talked about this before?
I think you have, but I forgot. So go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, it's just like the custom formula. I don't really, not that I didn't like it. I just had ones that I needed to use. So I had like the cleanser and a moisturizer that I just already had. So I keep getting the custom formula where like you literally go on an app or website and you take like pictures of your face and talk to like a dermatologist and then they put together this custom formula and I really, really like it. And I was out of it for like a month before Brenna got here because they don't have it in the UK. So I'm very, very sorry if you are a UK friend, but it's in the States only, I believe, maybe Canada. But anyways, Brenna brought me some because I had it shipped to my house in Missouri, and I've definitely noticed a difference just in the past couple of weeks from using it again. And you can like buy it, you can buy just the custom formula, so you don't have to get the moisturizer and cleanser, which is great. And I think it was like $60, and it's like a huge bottle, and it's supposed to last for 2 months, but I had like the sample size, and that lasted me for like almost 2 months, so yeah, it lasts a long time. And I feel like that if that's like the only product that you're putting on your face at night, other than like your moisturizer and cleanser, then that is so worth it. So yeah, it's a great price and it works. It's like custom to you. And this is not sponsored. This is not sponsored by Curology.
It could be. It could be.
It could be. Anyways.
If they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the next one?
I was going to say the emails in the bio. Okay. My next one are the pimple patches. So I use the Hero one. Cayman has Curology ones. And I saw that those star ones are sold at Target now. So if you want to get one of those cute star ones, they're at Target. But I love them. They make having pimples fun. And I just put them on my dad the other day and we had a really fun time and I love them. And they just came out with those pore strips, which I'm super interested in because I don't have like blackheads on my nose, but I have like sebaceous filaments or whatever the F it's called. Just like whenever you have like a lot of oil or whatever in your pores, different from blackheads. So I wonder if that would work for mine, but I love the Hero pimple patches. They're fun.
I saw a TikTok about that and like the sebaceous filaments where you just kind of have it just like looks oily. Like it's like filled in your pores, but they're not necessarily like blackheads. Cause I have the same thing. And it was like, if you try to like pop them, cause you can like, or not pop them, but like get it out. Cause you can squeeze it and they'll like come out, but it will just fill back up. Cause that's just like where the oil goes. So I wonder like, what is the solution? I feel like I need to go like under the knife for some kind of treatment.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's like, I don't know. It's like, I try and get them out and it's not like I don't take care of my skin, but it's like, why is this happening?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have pimple patches on mine as well. I've been loving them lately and that's all I'll say. They're good. So get yourself some pimple patches. The Curology ones are good. And if you're placing an order on Curology, you can like add like little things. I love the pimple patches and I love the lip balm also. I've been using that so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you get like, I think with the Hero ones, you get like 12, but don't you get like 16 with the Curology? Yeah. I think you get like one extra row.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my next, it's my turn. Okay. My next one is quality time and like going out to dinner parties, things like that. So it's just something about being around like your family and your friends and just like enjoying your time together. I'm a big family person, so I love spending time with my nephew, with my sister, with my parents. I don't see my brother that often. Love you, Brandon. But just being with them and then like going out to dinner with your friends, I just love like being together and doing something and just like cracking up and like playing games and stuff. That's just such a good time. So like whenever I was making my mood board, I had a lot of just like friends being together around the table, just like having a good time. So I really want to do more of that in 2022.
Cute. Okay. Mm-hmm. So sweet. My next one is the Drunk Elephant Retinol. And this is like one other thing that I use at night other than my Curology. I use this like twice a week. And you're not supposed to really like mix it with other products. So I just use that and then put moisturizer on over it. And it's a really good retinol. I've tried a couple and this one, I feel like my skin has just gotten used to and it doesn't dry it out or anything too much. And I just wake up and I just have glowing skin. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's pretty pricey, but I feel like for retinol, you literally use it twice a week and it's a huge thing and it lasts forever.
It is big.
So I think that it's worth kind of investing in a really good one. So that one's good.
I know. I'm super curious because there's this brand at Sephora called like the Inky List or something. And they have like a lot of those basic but necessary like skincare products like the retinols and things like that. So I'm curious to how theirs would compare because theirs is like a lot cheaper. They just have like just the ingredients in there. Yeah. It's like not a big brand. So if you're looking to try things, I would look into them.
I know. I just have a hard time with things like that because there's so many reviews because obviously it's super affordable. It's like $6 for like a thing of serum. Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's so many reviews on like TikTok and different social media platforms of brands like that. It's like the Inky List and there's another one too. I can't think of it. But I feel like my skin is so specific and I know my skin type and I just don't think that that would be good for my skin. You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but I just feel like it just wouldn't.
But pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it your turn or is it mine?
It's yours.
I need to take a nap already. I've been up since 6:10 and I'm just like, I'm not ready for it. Okay. My next one is sleeping, but like I have like a whole thing. So I also like want to make more routines and I think I'll have to do that like gradually because like implementing like a whole like nighttime routine like doesn't really work for me. Like it'll work for like a week, but then I just kind of fall out of it. So I think for me personally, I need to like gradually add things up and like habit stack them. But right now for sleeping, like I just have my eye mask. I have a little Google Home. So I have like rain noises playing. My sister got me the This Works Deep Sleep Spray. It's just like a pillow spray. So that adds to the experience. Cayman's mom got us these Skim PJs for Christmas and our birthdays. And it's just like, whenever you have like something to that you know, like a routine to come back to, it just like grounds you a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And like, I like having like a little bit of structure when it comes to my bedtime that I can like always turn to. And like, if I'm able to like add a book in there eventually, like read before bed and I don't know. Like if I exfoliate before bed or shower or whatever, like just have those core things to come back to. I just really enjoy sleeping and it's like so good for you. And it's just like an easy way to like stay healthy. Like as soon as you start like jeopardizing your sleep and like staying up too late and like stretching yourself too thin, you're getting sick. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm. For sure.
Nighttime routine sleeping is definitely going to be a highlight this year.
Love it. If you're not sleeping,
get with the program.
Yeah. Anyways, my next one is my vlog camera, the Canon G7X. It's just so easy to use, and I know there's like better quality ones out there. This one was like, I mean, it's expensive, but I would say it was like in the price range that I was willing to spend in. And I know that a lot of vloggers use it, but it is just like really, really simple and good quality. And then just like the entire experience of vlogging, I've been having so much fun with it. I've been doing weekly vlogs. Well, the first one was last week, and I'm currently in the middle of filming one right now, but I'm shooting for every week, uploading on like Mondays, Tuesdays. So subscribe. I will link it below. And yeah, that's what I'm bringing with me because it's just really, really fun.
Love it. My, excuse me, my last thing that I'm bringing into 2022 are with these two apps. I'm bringing TikTok and I'm bringing Pinterest. Those are like the apps that I spend the most time on. I honestly, like Instagram could grow legs and walk away. That's all I'm saying. But I love TikTok and Pinterest. I feel like they're just such good resources and they have a lot to offer. And it's so like catered to you that I just find myself spending most of my time on those two apps. So I love them. I love getting inspiration from them. And those are just things that, like I said, I spend the most time on.
Love it. And yeah, with TikTok being like a resource instead of just like entertainment. I mean, obviously it's entertaining, but I've learned so much from TikTok. Do I spend too much time on it? Yes, but it's honestly like a search engine. So anytime that I'm like looking for recipes, I love the visual aspect. So I just like search in there and seeing how people like actually cook and make the things instead of just reading it off of a recipe. It has the entertainment aspect, but it's also like you're learning. Not more hands-on, but it's just the visual learning. I'm a visual learner. There it is.
Yeah. And like, if I'm like looking to order something like off of Amazon, like I'll look up the specific product and there'll be like just videos about it or like the way like an outfit fits or like certain pieces of clothing. Like I'll be able to look up like Zara haul and just like see how their clothes fit on people. Like if I find people that look like me, like I can just see how that would fit on them. So
yeah,
definitely good resources.
Yeah, and there's a lot of toxicity with the apps, and we know that, and with social media in general, but you choose the relationship that you have with these platforms, and I think that that's a perfect example of it. If you're using it how we are as a resource for, I mean, recipes, like you said, clothing hauls, things like that, that are going to enhance your life, then that's how you should be using it. So, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was your last one, right? Okay, my last one. I started out writing, listening to jazz and dressing up. And then I was just like, the whole concept of this is just romanticizing your life. And this is something that I really started to do in 2021. So definitely bringing it into 2022. And I know that that's like a huge trend right now. And I feel like it just always will be, especially with people listening to jazz music, like while they're cooking. But if you haven't done it, like, get with the times. It's so, so fun. It just makes everything just so much better. And if you can enhance your life in those little ways, like why wouldn't you? And then also I don't get out of the house very much. So whenever I do, it's an opportunity for me to dress up. So I've literally like, we'll go to the grocery store and I'm putting together cute little outfits. And that's just something that's really fun for me. And even if you do leave the house a lot, like romanticize your life as much as you can. Dress up every time you leave the house if you want.
Yeah, or just buy your 29-pound Zara jacket. It's like elevates it. So it doesn't need to do much, but just find like those few core things that you can do and just throw on to that. Just like bring your look together.
Definitely.
I never realized, did you want to say something else?
No.
Okay, so then I'll say what I was going to say. So at Nick's house, his dad's like always playing music. And whenever we're eating dinner together, like there's always music in the background. And I never really thought about it until like I was consistently going over there for dinner and hearing the music. And then like when we would come home and have dinner at my place and there was like no music on, it wasn't like awkward, but it was just like quiet, you know? So it was just like nice to have like a little romantic tune in the background, some jazz. So we love jazz.
Yeah. Just like setting the vibe, you know, pour a little wine.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We
light
have
a candle.
Yes, we have like these under cabinet lights that Brenna knows about and has seen. But they are just so nice to turn on. You don't have to turn on the bright light. It's a very like mood lighting in the kitchen while you're cooking, wine, jazz music. Like that is my vibe. And that is why I love cooking so much. Like if you treat it like a chore, it's gonna be a chore and you're not gonna enjoy it. And you're gonna wanna eat out for absolutely no reason, circling back to the first thing that I talked about in this episode. But if you set the mood, the tone, the vibe, whatever it is for you, you have the lighting, the wine, jazz music, then it's so fun. So why wouldn't you want to do that?
Yeah. And whenever you can just like, I feel like putting a meal together, this is like in my goals for like 2022, is like make and prepare more meals for myself, just because like that's such like a kind thing to do for yourself. You know what I mean? Like you would do that for somebody that you love, but I feel like people don't really do that for themselves. So like taking the time and like, oh my God, I'm like so annoying. I went to Cayman's, obviously. But like we would like have breakfast and there'd be like 10 things. Like we had like eggs and English bacon and bagels and whatever else we wanted. And that is just like so nice. And it's like, we should take care of ourselves more like that and just like show ourselves that love that we would show to other people. So that's what I love about cooking.
Yeah. It's not like you have to, it's you want to, you get to. I get to cook tonight. That's the mindset that I have whenever I'm like,
for anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Good.
Okay. Ending this episode on a good note. I hope everyone has a great rest of their day, week, and Valentine's Day is coming up. So who wants to be my Valentine?
Yeah.
And yeah, rate, review, subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Something Like That Podcast. And I feel like there was something else I wanted to say.
Cayman has to go wash off her fake tan, so we have to go. A, B, C, D, F, G.
I have to go. And we love you, and we'll see you next week.
Or something like that.